Love Devotion with Emmanuel Mulunda. And today we're going to be speaking about 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 5. Love Devotion is a series on love where we reflect on the love of God and the love that God has shed abroad in our heart. There are three great forces in this world, which is faith, hope, and love. But we learn from the Bible that the most important of these is love. And we also learn from the Bible that love never, ever fails. And so, today we're going to be dealing with 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 5. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse number 5 says that God's love, that's the agape love, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Now, this means that when the love of God is operating in and through us, it is not a love that is selfish. It is not a love that seeks its own. It always seeks to put the other person first. Now, this might be easier said than done. It's very easy to say that I will put the other person first, but in our natural capabilities, it is not easy and it is not possible. It might be a situation where you were accused and you know that you are right, and you are trying to defend yourself, but the love of God is saying that the love does not seek its own. That means it will not be so bent up on its own rights. Sometimes it's better to be kind than to be right. So the Amplified Bible says, love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own ways. Father, we say thank you. For it is not self-seeking. Lord Jesus, we praise you for your love that is not self-seeking. If you endeavor to walk in love, you might have to sacrifice or relinquish your rights sometimes. Sometimes for the sake of peace, you might have to take up the blame of which you are not wrong. And one of the most difficult times to do this is in a time of accusation, when you have been accused of something that you have not done. We look at it, we learn from the life of Jesus Christ, when he asked Judas and said, friend, do you betray me with a kiss? Sometimes you can be betrayed, accused, and you know that you are right. You know that you are right. And because of the betrayal, the accusation, you hold on to the anger and the bitterness of the people that betrayed you and accused you. I'm not saying you are not right. You are right. But when you've got the love of God in you, you say, Lord, I know I was right. But this accusation is coming from the enemy and not from this person. Now the Bible says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So your bitterness, your anger, your retaliation cannot overcome the enemy when he's accusing you. One of the one of the first principles or the foundational principles of spiritual warfare is to identify the enemy. And you need to understand that there's a spirit that operates behind all manner of betrayal and accusations. And if you are led to hating the people, bitterness develops in you and the devil gets an upper hand over you. And so the Bible says, love never fails. Now, for you not to fail in love, you have to make sure that you do not seek your own. You do not seek your own rights. Yes, Lord, I've been accused. I might have done it, I might not have done it, but if I've done it, I'm washed by the blood of Jesus. I'm washed by the blood of Jesus. And so I overcome the enemy by the blood of Jesus. Don't plead your case. Just accept that, yes, I'm guilty, but I'm clean with the blood of Jesus. So this means that divine love is not selfish. It will not put itself and its own interest first. Here's a question. Do you find yourself seeking your own interest, where you're always wanting your will and your rights to be done first? Or are you trying to put the welfare or the well-being of others first? Putting other people ahead of your own interest, your own rights, is one of the most simple ways to see and to test if you're walking in God's love. You know, many times people walk in the flesh and they react according to the flesh, but the love of God will restrain you. You might want to react, you know that the other person is wrong, but the love of God is saying, restrain, restrain, restrain. This is why your prayers even become more effective, when you pray from a point of love instead of from a point of bitterness. Bitterness hinders prayers, and forgiveness hinders prayers. And people say, the greatest sacrifice of love is giving. Yes, giving is a sacrifice of love, but one of the greatest sacrifices of love is forgiveness. And this is what Jesus demonstrated as they were killing him on the cross. He was loving them. So God's love in us does not seek its own. Now, we need to walk in the Spirit, and walking in the Spirit, we ensure that you are always walking in the love of God. Walking in the Spirit is walking in the God kind of love, and that is the agape love. You know, people walk in the flesh so many times and they don't even realize that they are walking in the flesh. Sometimes you might walk in the flesh and cause pain to other people and you don't care about it, as long as your ego is satisfied. You want them to feel the pain that you felt. But that's not God's kind of love. It does not seek its own. It seeks to put the other people first. So as you walk in God's kind of love, don't try to get even with people. God will come through and fight for you. But as in for you, hold your peace and see the love of God work for your good. And so, yourself struggling with this, I would encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit with me right now and say, Holy Spirit, let your love operate in and through me. Shed your love abroad in my heart. I ask for your mercy for walking in selfishness and in my own desire. and I pray for your love to